Hello and welcome back to another episode of Finally Following God's Laws, all 613. Is it possible to keep them or too heavy a burden or yoke? My name is David and I hope you've been following along. Maybe you already know my name by now, but if you don't and this is your first time watching one of these videos, a series of these videos that I'm doing, I suggest that you go back to video number one because, you know, all these videos are doing is just explaining to you that God's laws were never abolished or changed, okay? The Mosaic Law is still in full force. Does it save you? No, not at all, okay? Not at all. It doesn't. You don't put your faith in the commandments. You put your faith only in Jesus Christ. His saving grace, his faith in Jesus is what cleanses you from your sins. But then it gives you, he gives you the Holy Spirit, so then you're able to obey. I know it's a little bit much when you're trying to receive all these commandments, so take it easy, one at a time, okay? No hurry. It's called sanctification, okay? But the only way you're saved is through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, but he has made the way possible. And he took all the consequences of transgressing his laws, okay? His laws, yes, because him and the Father are one. We know this to be a fact. So he followed his own Father's commandments when he was here with us on this earth. So this is why I'm making these videos. And so, you know, we've been going through one at a time, actually per video. I've been doing one video, 10 of them, okay? And sometimes I make less than that. Recently, I've been going through 7 at a time on his dietary laws, which also are still very much, they haven't been abolished, okay? And so I bring you a scripture before and I bring you a scripture after, okay? We've been doing Psalm 119 at the end, section by section, written by King David himself. And also I've been bringing you a good one today, a scripture that comes from Jesus himself, Yeshua, our Lord God and Savior, saying to obey his Father's commandments, the same commandments that the Father, Jehovah or Yahweh, gave to Moses, okay? So those are the same laws. And so here we go. We're going to go ahead and start this. Like I said, if this is your first time watching this video right now, please don't just excommunicate it. Please just listen to it, okay? Listen to it and go back to video number one and go through the series as we've been going through the laws. And as you see, it's all about love. It's all about love. It's like all these laws and commandments, first of all, is because the Father loves us. He gave us his instructions, his Moedim. We went through the holy days, okay? The holy days that he wants us to observe, okay? So the spring feast, the fall feast. So we went through those already. So you might want to rewind back video before this one and just go back to number one and start from there, okay? So we're finishing off the dietary laws today. We're doing the final 7 of the dietary laws. Make sure that you go back. If you know, hopefully you watch these things. I just, you know, all his commandments, I've been going through them and they're nothing. They're only about loving one another. And so there's plenty of scriptures to back everything I'm saying up. Okay. His laws, his ways, his holy days, his Sabbath day has never been abolished. His calendar has never been abolished, okay? Man changed all those things, man's traditions, man's made-up doctrines. This is why Paul was fighting. He was actually going back and forth with the Pharisees and so many others. And so that's the reason Stephen was also stoned because, you know, they had faith in Messiah, in Yeshua. And, you know, I don't want to go too much in depth to this because I've been learning so very much. So just take my word for it. If you ever doubt these things, I can't explain to you more further. But this video is going to pertain to the last 7 dietary laws. If you have any questions, go ahead and ask me. I have plenty of scriptures to take you to. And once again, I'm going to take you to this one, the scripture I start off with. I always start off with the scripture before I go through the laws. themselves, okay? And I always bring you one at the end. But this one I'm going to bring you by Jesus, Yeshua himself, telling us to follow the Mosaic laws, okay? And you're like, what? If you never heard this, you're like, what? No way. Yes way. He did tell us to follow the Mosaic laws, okay? Jesus himself, okay? And he followed all those commandments, and he also kept the feast days. And yes, they're for the Jews and the Gentiles. I got three scriptures pertaining to that today that, you know, ever since the beginning, all those foreigners, which are Gentiles, were welcomed into the family of the Israelites, and they are to abide by the same instructions, the same laws, okay, and the same holy days, the same feast days. So I'm going to be bringing you those scriptures pretty soon, just in a bit, okay? And so just hang tight and check this out, okay? Once again, my name is David, and I'm going to go ahead and start these right, okay? So just give me a minute, and I'll take you there. All right, so here we go. 613 laws of God. Is it possible to keep them, or too heavy a burden or yoke? 163 through 169. And like I said, I always bring you a scripture before, and this is that scripture, okay, I was telling you about. In Matthew 23, chapter 23, verses 2 and 3, okay? You can go there yourself and check it out for yourself, okay? Remember, test everything, okay? Always test scripture with scripture. You know, don't take my word for it. Sometimes I stumble with my words. I try to communicate right, and sometimes I just foul them up, and, you know, but don't take my word for it. Please go to these scriptures yourself, okay? So in Matthew 23, 2-3, our Lord and Savior himself, verse 1, he says, "Then Yeshua," Jesus, "spoke to the multitudes and to his disciples," okay, to his disciples and to the multitudes. It says, he said, saying, "The scribes and the Pharisees sit in Moses' seat. Therefore, whatever they tell you to observe, that observe and do, but do not do according to their works. For they say and do not do, for they bind heavy burdens, hard to bear, and lay them on men's shoulders, but they themselves will not move them with one of their fingers." Okay, so just to break it down, he says, you know, the scribes and the Pharisees, they sit on the Mosaic law. They know the law. He says, you know what? He tells us, he says, "Therefore, I do what they tell you." In other words, your different translations will tell you, do what they tell you. In other words, follow the Mosaic law. Okay, do this. He's telling his disciples. He's telling those multitudes that he's teaching. He says, do the laws, but don't do what they do. In other words, they were not keeping the law. In other words, they were adding to the law. In other words, they were making false doctrines out of the law, and they're putting heavy burdens on them. Once again, now that I tell you, now read this in the context, okay? "Then Yeshua spoke to the multitudes and to his disciples, saying, 'The scribes and the Pharisees sit in Moses' seat. Therefore, whatever they tell you to observe, that observe and do, but do not do according to their works. For they say and do not do." They say to do them, but they do not keep the laws, okay? "For they bind heavy burdens." That's where there was a heavy burden. They were placing a heavy burden on the Jews, okay? They were placing heavy burdens on the Jews and the Gentiles, okay? "For they bind heavy burdens hard to bear and lay them on men's shoulders, but they themselves will not move them with one of their fingers." So remember, the Lord came to actually reprimand them, okay, for what they were doing, okay? And they falsely accused Jesus for not following the law, or teaching others not to follow the Mosaic law. Falsely accused him. They also falsely accused Paul, okay? Saul, and then he became Paul. I'm not going to get into that today, but I got scriptures to back that up. And also Stephen. They falsely accused Stephen. That's how they actually stoned him to death. There was such thing called the Deuteronomy 13 test. Okay, this is what they went by, the Jerusalem Council. And so they conspired to falsely accuse Jesus to actually teaching the disciples and others to not follow the Mosaic laws, telling them that they changed the laws. Okay, so it was nothing, it was furthest from the truth. And we know the first martyr that was recorded was Stephen. And that's why, because they found him guilty of blasphemy. Okay, blasphemy laws. Okay, if you say that the Mosaic law changed, or that God changed his laws, that is blasphemy, and actually it's deserving of death, okay? So this is why Stephen was stoned to death, okay? Because they actually conspired because he believed in Yeshua as Messiah, and they didn't like that, okay? So they conspired to see how they could stop this, okay? So that began a whole battle. You know, you could go through all the New Testament, all Paul's writings, and it started something big, and it even goes to today. It corrupted all the teachings of today. So many has been false informed, okay? So with that, I leave you this scripture. Go through it yourself, and I take you to the next slide, okay? Remember, John 14:15, Jesus once again himself says, "If you love me, keep my commandments," okay? He never came to abolish them. He himself says, "I didn't come to abolish the laws, but until they do, they set out to complete what they're there for." And that's until heaven and earth passes away. I'm paraphrasing, but that's another scripture, okay? Until heaven and earth passes away. We know that won't happen until the new heavens and the new earth, okay? So his laws are very much still active today, okay? And they will be into the new heavens and into the new earth. Amen? Amen and amen. Into the millennial kingdom also. So here we go. "And always remember, if you were once a Gentile, you have now been grafted into the commonwealth of Israel." And so what this means is that all these laws, instructions, ordinances, statutes, and holy days apply to you and me. Check it out, okay? So once again, if you've been grafted in, you're a believer in Jesus Christ, you're a believer in the Savior, okay? By faith, okay? Not by works, okay? By faith, okay? That's how you first come to know him, by faith, okay? That's what saves you, not the commandments. But that same faith, you receive the Holy Spirit, and it should cause you to be able to be obedient and to want to be obedient, okay? Once again, he says, if you love me, you would keep my commandments, okay? So once the saving faith is through Jesus Christ and Christ alone, should actually want you to obey his laws, his commandments, his statutes, and his holy days, okay? So if you're once were a Gentile, you are no longer Gentile. You've been grafted into the vine. You're actually one with Israel, one in Yeshua, actually, okay? The new covenant, amen? So here we go. So you've been grafted into the commonwealth of Israel, and you're like, what? Okay, so check it out. In Numbers 15:15-16, I always show this every video, but I'm going to go through it again and again so you can get this if you don't get it, okay? So the assembly, this is in Numbers 15:15-16. The assembly is to have the same statute, both for you and for the foreign resident. Okay, way back when there was Gentiles, okay? Just go ahead and read it yourself. If you don't believe me, test the scriptures, okay? It says the assembly is to have the same statute, both for you and for the foreign Gentile resident. It is a permanent statute, okay? Forever, permanent statute for the generations to come. You and the foreigner, the Gentile, shall be the same before the Lord. The same laws and the same ordinances will apply both to you and to the foreigner Gentile residing with you. So the same laws and the same ordinances. It's not, okay, the Jews, oh, that's for the Jews. That's for them. No, it's for me and you as a Gentile. I don't care what race you are, Chinese, Mexican, you could be a Japanese. It doesn't matter. You understand what I'm saying. If you're a believer in Yeshua, the same laws, the same Mosaic laws, okay, the same laws, the statute, the holy days, pertain to me and you if you are a foreigner, okay? So it doesn't matter. And I'm going to bring you another scripture because scripture backs up scripture, right? So here we go. Here's another one. Okay, in Leviticus chapter 24, verse 22, it says, you are to have the same law for the foreigner, the Gentile, right? You are to have the same law for the foreigner and the native born. A native born is born Jewish, an Israelite, okay? So it says you are to have the same law for the foreigner, Gentile, and the native born. I am the Lord your God, straight from the mouth of the Lord. And we know this is Yahweh, Yeshua, Yehovah. This is, we have one God, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, okay? All in one, okay? All in one, amen? So here we go. Here's that third scripture in Numbers 9, verse 14. And this pertains to the feast day, okay? Remember Passover, okay? Remember, that's one of the feast days, all right? So he gave us all these holy days, 7 in 1 year, including the Shabbat, which is 8. So it says, a foreigner, Gentile, residing among you is also to celebrate the Lord's Passover in accordance with its rules and regulations. You must have the same regulations for both the foreigner, Gentile, and the native born. Once again, three scriptures there that actually have to do with Jews and Gentiles, one in the Lord, one in Yeshua. Same instructions, same laws, same feast days pertain to both me and you, okay? So once again, a foreigner residing among you is also to celebrate the Lord's Passover in accordance with its rules and regulations. You must have the same regulations for both the foreigner and the native born. And so once again, this section will pertain to Yehovah's final 7 dietary laws. Yes, Yehovah, Yahweh, Yeshua, all are one. Okay, so once again, this section will pertain to Yehovah's final 7 dietary laws. Okay, and with that, here we go. 163 through 163, not to boil meat with milk. Exodus chapter 23, verse 19. Bring the best of the first fruits of your soil to the house of the Lord your God. Do not cook a young goat in its mother's milk. 164. Not to eat flesh with milk. Exodus 34, 26. Bring the best of the first fruits of your soil to the house of the Lord your God. Once again, do not cook a young goat in its mother's milk. Do not eat flesh with milk. Amen. 165. Not to eat the, it says, not to eat the of, eat, not to eat of the thigh vein. Okay. Not to eat of the thigh vein. Sinew of the thigh. That's what a thigh vein is, okay? First time I read that, I was like, what is a thigh vein, okay? So it's just the sinew of the thigh. That's what a thigh vein is, okay? The sinew of the thigh, which shrank. Genesis 32, 33. Now, at first I was like, what? What is this, okay? So in verse 32 of Genesis 32, it says, therefore, to this day, the Israelites do not eat the tendon attached to the socket of the hip, because the socket of Jacob's hip was touched near the tendon, okay? So once again, this right here, this law, this particular law is not a commandment. It's more or less a tradition that they keep, being that, and I wrote in small letters here, okay, at the bottom. I hope you can read it, okay? I'm going to read it to you. It says, do not eat the sinew of the thigh. This does not appear to be a direct commandment. Rather, it seems to be a recognition of a traditional way of honoring the patriarch Jacob, okay? Not eating the sinew of the hip, which is on the socket of the thigh, since that is the place where God touched Jacob as they wrestled, okay? And you can find that in Genesis 32, 25, okay? So once again, so you can find that in Genesis, I believe it's 32, 32, okay? Don't quote me on that, but yes, it is in Genesis. It says, therefore, to this day, the Israelites do not eat the tendon attached to the socket of the hip, because the socket of Jacob's hip was touched near the tendon, okay? So yeah, check that out for yourself. So once again, more of a traditional command, not really a commandment, but a tradition they do, okay? So 166, not to eat the fat of the offering. Leviticus 7:23 says, say to the Israelites, do not eat any of the fat of cattle, sheep, or goats, okay? Not to eat the fat of the offering. Say to the Israelites, do not eat any of the fat of the cattle, sheep, or goats. Something that we can do. Cut off the fat. It's bad for you anyways, right? The Lord always knows what's best for us because he loves us, okay? Once again, 167, not to eat blood. Leviticus chapter 7:26 says, and wherever you live, you must not eat the blood of any bird or animal, okay? Not to eat the blood. 168, to cover the blood of an undomesticated animals, to cover the blood of undomesticated animals, deer, etc., and of fowl that have been killed. Leviticus 17:13. It says, any Israelite or any foreigner. I love this, okay? This in itself, it tells you once again, okay? Any Israelite, okay? For those who say, that's just for the Jews. No, any Israelite or any foreigner, Gentile, residing among you. Yes, there were Gentiles, Jews and Gentiles together, okay? Any Israelite or any foreigner residing among you who hunts any animal or bird that may be eaten must drain out the blood and cover it with earth, okay? Always remember, cover the blood. It's living, okay? So once again, that's a commandment by our Lord. And last but not least, okay, 169, not to eat or drink like a glutton or a drunkard, not to rebel against father or mother. So when I read this one, I was like, what? Okay, I know the one about, I've read about not eating like a glutton or a drunkard, but this has to do more or less with a rebellious son, okay? Because these were together, and there's two scriptures, Leviticus 19:26 and Deuteronomy 21:20. And so when I read this, I was like, what does it mean? It says, first of all, I know not to eat or drink like a glutton or a drunkard. I know that. It says, but then it had in parentheses, not to rebel against father and mother. So I looked it up. And I recommend that you look it up too, okay? I looked it up, and it pertains to a rebellious son, okay? A rebellious son that drank too much or that drinks too much and just eats like a glutton, a rebellious son or daughter, okay? So that's what it pertains to. Look it up yourself if you want more details on this. So I did, and I did leave fine print at the bottom. This commandment is defined as a negative commandment, okay? So verse 26 of Leviticus 19 says, do not eat any meat with the blood still in it. And then also in Deuteronomy 21:20 says, they shall say to the elders, this son of ours is stubborn and rebellious. He will not obey us. He is a glutton and a drunkard. Okay, so check it out for yourself. If you want more in depth, you can check these out for yourself. And so I did myself, and yes, it pertains to a rebellious son, okay, or daughter, okay, and that's drinking and being gluttonous and eating meat and eating blood with meat, okay? So check it out for yourself. I encourage you to, okay? Remember, test everything. So that was the last of the seven, okay? But I always bring you, before I end, I bring you a psalm, section of Psalm 119 written by King David. Just a beautiful section, just telling us how beautiful God's ways are. His commandments are not burdensome. They're not heavy. And as I've been going through them, as I go through them, I look at it, I say, oh my God, these are actually good. And I've grown to love them, okay? Just check out my last video, okay? And I explained to you how much I love his commandments. They keep me in order. Do they save me? I just want to reiterate that over and over and over and over and over again. The Pharisees were teaching, okay, that those Pharisees, not all Pharisees, but those Pharisees, those bad apples, okay, were teaching false doctrine. They're saying that you are saved by following God's commandments. That's the only thing that saves you. That's the saving part, and that's not true at all. We know that the only way we're saved is through Jesus Christ. But once again, once we're saved, we receive his Holy Spirit, and that should make us want to observe his ways, okay? Follow his commandments, even though he commands us to, okay? We obey him because we love him. If we obey him, if we love him, we obey his commands. That's why we are going over these, okay? So once again, here's King David, and here's Psalm 119, 137 through 144, and the letter is Zadi, okay? I hope I'm pronouncing that right. Sadi, okay? I try to pronounce these letters right. It's a Hebrew calendar letter, so it's Sadi. And we're going to go ahead and pray into this, okay? Dear Heavenly Father, righteous are you, O Lord, and upright are your judgments. The testimonies you have laid down are righteous and altogether faithful. My zeal has consumed me because my foes forget your words. Your promise is completely pure. Therefore, your servant loves it. I am lowly and despised, but I do not forget your precepts, O Lord. Your righteousness is everlasting, and your law is true. Trouble and distress have found me, but your commandments are my delight. Your testimonies are righteous forever, Lord. Give me understanding that I may live. And I pray all these things in the mighty name of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, who is Israel. I pray all these things in the name of Yeshua, my Lord, God, and Savior. And I say amen and amen. Well, once again, King David, he actually, if you go through Psalm 119, I really encourage you. It's the longest psalm in the book of Psalms, okay? Go section by section, okay? And you're going to see how beautiful God's commandments are. His ways are not burdensome. It's because he loves us. He's our Father, and he gave us instructions to follow. He gave us holy days. It's so very special. Go back to when I presented the holy days in the commandments, okay? Go back a few videos. We went through all of them. Just a blessing to partake and observe these holy days and waiting for him to return. It's just amazing. He loves us so very much. And the Lord Jesus loves us so, so very much. If we love him, we would follow his commandments. So once again, my name is David. And remember, amen and amen and Maranatha, okay? Remember, goodbye for now, but never forever.